Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to have you guys listening today. And thank you guys again for all of your love and support of Gals on the Go recently. We love seeing the love on Instagram stories. You guys know what to do.
Yes, always so aesthetically pleasing.
Love it. Tag us at Gals on the Go podcast. We have a separate Instagram now if you
want. And it's really cute. Like, it's got a makeover.
Oh, it's honestly worth the follow. So definitely.
Yeah, like, it's a good time.
Definitely. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any. We always post them on Wednesdays, but sometimes, you know, people miss them and whatnot. So you might as well subscribe so you get a little notification on iTunes and Spotify. Also, thank you guys for all of the ratings. You guys are super cute with your little comments and stuff on iTunes.
Yes, we really appreciate
it. It really supports the podcast, too. It, like, helps us get in the charts and everything, which is just so, so fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. And it's also exciting, you know? It's fun. Also, be sure to join the exclusive Gals on the Go Facebook group for some great private content.
We just started this last week, and it's already a smashing success.
Like, how many members do we have? Like, 1,500 or something?
Yeah, and it's super active. I was really nervous that, like, no one would write in, and it would be like
no. It's more, it's really active.
It's like yeah.
Had to like mute some notifications active.
Yeah, no, because it's like it keeps popping up, but great, great content on there. Like,
yes.
We talk about, I just saw one that was like, you know, where can I get a good jacket? Like, it's just like actual, like, useful tips. I'm like, you know, like, I was just saying today, and I was like, I need a good jacket. Like, just like, you know what I mean?
And then we went on, and she saw that someone posted asking like some good jacket recommendations last week. I was looking for some good cushioned sneakers, and I got so many responses. Brooke's roommate even responded. And my friend Delaney's like active on it. Like, after we won the game,
so
she was like, where's my dogs? Like, it's so fun.
Great, like, Trader Joe's, Rex, and everything. Basically, everything that we talk about on the podcast is amplified on the Facebook group. So,
yeah, it's like, people were posting pictures of their dogs. Like, I'm trying to think, like,
so,
like...
The twin thread.
There's a meme thread, of course.
Oh, of course.
Like, people are making Girl Boss group chats. Like, it really makes me so happy that you guys are using this as a platform.
Thank you. So, truly, thank you. We didn't really know what it would be like to do a Facebook group. This was kind of, like, an experimentation thing. And now we're like, yay, you're obsessed.
Yes,
so,
it's so fun. So, thank you guys so much. And just search Gals on the Go. And if you can't find it, I know some people have had trouble, just go to the link in our Instagram bio at Gals on the Go podcast, and it'll take you there. And you just have to answer some questions, which you should know the answers if you listen to our podcast.
And just a FYI, if you don't answer the questions, like, you're just not going to get accepted. It's not a big deal. Like, you get, like, declined or anything, but, like, we're just not going to, like, let you in because... I don't know, just, it's, like, we could sort through it on our end, basically, if you have to answer the questions. We like seeing your answers. It's so, our favorite question.
Yeah.
The question, it's, are you more of a Brooke or Danielle? I mean, you'll see it when you're on there. But why is the key component
of
that.
You have to say why, and the reasons as to why. It's really interesting what people think of us, you know?
It's so funny, because sometimes there's some overlap, like, they're both girl bosses, you know? And
then
it's like,
okay,
like, thank you, respect
thank
that.
You.
But then the ones where it's, like, separate, where it's like, oh, I'm much more of a, like, either Brooke or Danielle.
They'll be like, I'm much more of a Brooke because I like to, like, take breaks.
Yeah, like, I'm not as go-go-go as Danielle. Like, I need to, like... relax.
So...
She's more chill. Which, if you guys know me, like, I really don't have much chill, but, like, it's funny that
that's why it's funny, because, like, you're very much a gal on the go, but I guess, like, they just find more, they just relate more to you.
Yeah, in that sense, though, but then there's a lot of Danielle, like, I love, you're very, like, you have your brand, where it's like, I love my iced vanilla lattes, and, like, I love my,
I know,
what
but
else?
Like,
yeah, but you know what I mean, though? Like, you have things to identify you with versus me. It's like, I'm a business major, I'm a Brooke. Like, it's more, like, general.
So when you guys go answer it, give us something good, something new. We need some new
answers.
We do
need some new answers, yeah.
But, yeah, and then the other question, we won't say what it is, but you guys should.
It's just, like, things that you would know. Like, I've been reading some of these answers, I'm like, okay, like, you clearly have listened to maybe, like, one of our YouTube videos, but you have no idea, like, what the podcast is actually about.
It's so true.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. So should we get into our highlights and lowlights, lights?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what we just hop right on into. I think we both had another great week. Am I right?
Yes. We always have some good highlights and lowlights. Oh, a good time. Brooke, do you want to start with your highlight?
Yeah. So my highlight was obviously the Dogs win the Auburn game. So it's UJ versus Auburn. It's a big rivalry, I think.
Yeah, this year they weren't as good, so we kind of were expected to win, but, like, still.
When we were, like, not winning for that second in the beginning, that was a little...
I was a little worried.
Yeah, that was scary.
But we pulled through.
And I guess my Thursday through Saturday were just honestly lit. Like, I went out, like, all three nights. Like,
weekend hits, and it's like, don't text.
That's that was my weekend, though, because it was, like, Thursday. And then Friday, I was like, no, I really don't want to go out, you guys. And, like, I was just being annoying to all my friends.
To go out?
I was always going to go out, but I was like, I'll only go out for like an hour or two, you know, mm-hmm. I can take it easy. And then I was just having, it was one of those times where like time passes and you're just having like a great time. I was like, that's fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, my highlight, is I finally got my life together. And by that, I mean, basically like my living space. Like for me, if my apartment is a mess or something, okay, we're sitting in my office and it's definitely a mess, but the rest of my apartment is very clean. Before, my friend Reagan came to visit from Auburn this weekend, so whenever I have visitors, I clean up my apartment. So I did literally all my laundry, the lights, the darks, the towels, the sheets, like literally everything. Oh my gosh. I did all my dishes, I went grocery shopping, like I just feel, you know, like good. And I just decorated my apartment for Christmas today, so I just feel
I have to tell you guys, the vibes in here are fantastic. And honestly, it was just a few simple changes, I feel, that seriously, really, like, just made the difference.
Yeah. Oh yeah, next week's episode, we're gonna be talking a lot about winter and Christmas and vibes, for sure.
One of my favorite times of year. Okay. Not my favorite.
Really? Oh, well.
That's last week's
April's
episode.
April's first favorite month.
That's last week's.
And I'm like, episode. December, and you're like, my birthday.
Okay, well, today was like 40 degrees and like freezing rain. It was actually rain. It was like lightning, though. It was bizarre.
Oh, I didn't see the lightning. I was inside a lot.
It was like just cold.
Yeah.
But rainy. And I was like, I don't like this vibe. Like, I mean, I like the vibe when you're inside, like cozied up. When I had to walk to class, cozy. walking to class in that weather, like, not ideal, you know?
Yeah, a lot of my friends are sending Snapchats. Like, my friend Dawson was like, there's water coming out of my eyebrows.
Because it was like a downpouring, but it's windy and it downpours and it goes like horizontal. Oh, like,
there's
like,
no.
Literally horizontal.
Like, you hold an umbrella in front of your face or something.
I was wearing a raincoat and a umbrella, and I was like, still not doing well.
No, yeah, if I had class today, I would have, like, actually probably hated life. I would have Ubered.
Oh, I actually didn't even cross my mind. I should have. Ugh. Use our Uber codes.
Yeah, or Lyft. You like Lyft.
I have been liking Lyft. It's just, it's cheaper. Honestly, I do notice a price difference. And on game day, especially whenever there's surges, Lyft doesn't really surge as much.
I heard Lyft doesn't surge.
Like on game day, all the Ubers were like $20, $25. And the Lyft was no more than like $7 or $8. So definitely save some money.
You had a Tesla Uber the other day, right?
Lyft. Yeah, Lyft. That's exciting. Only on Lyft. He shows up. I was like, no offense, sir, but like, why are you driving for, like, what a... And he... No, because he had, like, the nice Tesla, like, the really expensive ones. And I was... And he was like, I'm, like, preparing for early retirement. Like, this is the start. And I'm... No, just because college kids kind of, like, destroy your car. You know what I mean?
No,
like, with the in and out all day. And I don't know. I just felt like that was...
Can I just say that made me think of this tweet? I think you retweeted it today, and it was like, me in an Uber, like, don't say it. So how long have you been driving?
Oh, so funny.
I was like, that is me.
That's me every time, because it's like the most natural question when you first get into an Uber to just be like, so.
Yeah, I just thought that was so funny, and I had to comment.
I always refer to it, I'll be like, oh, like, the Uber's here, guys, but I do use Lyft more now than Uber, but I feel like Uber's like the verb.
It's the action verb,
yeah.
Yeah, like, let's not Lyft, let's
we're
Uber.
Ubering there.
Yeah, it's, like, more, like, what makes sense.
And then when you say Lyft, it kind of, like, it kind of can insinuate, like, we're getting a ride from a friend, but it's, like, we're not getting a ride from, you know, that's in my mind.
Gary is not my friend. I don't know why I said Gary.
That's, like, a typical, like, Uber Lyft driver name, I guess.
Yeah, I've
been getting a lot of females, though, and people, like.
Me, too. I'm about it.
Yeah, me, too.
Makes me more comfortable.
Oh, for sure, especially at night when you, like, I Uber home or Lyft home a lot, and whenever I get a female, I definitely feel more comfortable.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the lowlights.
Always just a little bit of a vibe kill, but...
Yeah. I'm laughing just because I'm so...
I'm ready. Get ready for this, guys. Brooke's lowlight of the week.
I've just been having very repetitive hungover days, and quite frankly, it's just really, really been a struggle for me.
Struggle bus.
And it's not even like I'm really, truly blessed. Like, I don't get the worst hangovers normally. But for some reason, on Friday, when I woke up, which partially was why I didn't really want to go out Friday, I just, like, could not leave my bed. Like, I skipped my class. I was just laying in my bed. I wrote this.
Oh, you canceled Orange Theory, too, right?
I did. I called and told them I was sick. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm ill. And
I'm ill.
Even though my armchair was at 3 o'clock. Like, please, don't get me wrong. That is so embarrassing.
And you texted
to
me that morning asking to go.
Because if you were going to go, I would have been like, all right, Danielle's going. I gotta go.
Fair.
But I was legit laying in bed till 1 o'clock, and, like, all I got up for was, like, to make food. I was just, like, really struggling. So...
It happens.
I don't know. The worst is, like, when the, like, the laziness just extends all day, because then I really, I'm like, wow, I accomplished quite literally nothing today, and then all of a sudden it was time to get ready to go out again. I was like, this is so bad, like, what am I, and I guess it's, like, senior year of college, like, YOLO, whatever, but yeah, at the same time,
I think you're being hard on yourself.
Thank you. Well, that was Friday and Sunday, so 2 in 1 week is just really bad, yeah.
I have to say, so on Sunday, my friend Reagan left to go back to Auburn at, like, 10 a.m., and I forced myself to be lazy. And so I was on the couch from, like, 10 to 4.
I did notice that.
And it was kind of awesome.
It's so rare for you to do that.
But then, so then I started watching Margo Lee's Sunday night routine, and I felt really crappy about myself. Oh, wait, yesterday was Sunday. And so I got up, and I cleaned my whole closet. I cleaned my apartment. I went grocery shopping. So, but the first half of my day was very lazy, and it was great. And I made mac and cheese. Like, I ate like crap, but, like, we're here for it. I didn't go to McDonald's, though. I saw you went to McDonald's.
I went to McDonald's on Friday and Sunday, so we don't have to talk about it. Thank
you're
you.
You're really good about fast food.
Oh, my gosh. Last week's episode. No, I'm done, actually, because I'm going on this cruise next week with my family, so I'm done. No more fast food until then. I don't care what I will eat there, because, like, I'm on vacation. Yeah, like, I'll eat, I will drink, I will celebrate. And I will be turning my phone off. So I'm like amping everybody up for this moment. I'm like, I'm gonna turn my phone off. And I told my brother that. I was like, I'm turning my phone off. And he's like, Brooke, you say that? And like 5 seconds after we get on the ship, you're gonna want to Snapchat. And I was like, you're actually right.
You're gonna be like, don't text, but snap me.
Yeah, I'm just anticipating. Like, I feel like now in this day and age, people don't go on vacation and like legitimately unplug, because it's always like you do want to document, like you want to show where you are and
it's
stuff.
So it's crazy how it's evolved. Yeah.
Even with international travel, because you're like, I want to show, but my parents were like, do you want to buy the internet package? And I was like, no, because I kind of want to like screw myself.
Oh, they asked you?
Like, yeah. And I was like, no. And my mom said she wasn't either. So I was like, this is easy. Then
your mom's a working gal.
She was like, I'm forcing myself to do this. And I was like,
you can check in.
I know. I'm not going to like have enough service to like upload a video or something though. So I'm trying to get everything done before.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. So anyways.
So my low is actually, we didn't really say what today's podcast is about, but you would see it in the title. My low is I'm just struggling to get through the end of the semester, and that's kind of the inspiration for this episode. We're going to be talking about how to push through, because I literally decorated for Christmas today. Like, clearly I'm ready. Like, I'm going home this Saturday, and I'm just so excited to like go home. But then that's Thanksgiving break, and we come back,
and then it's such a short time when we come back too. It's pretty much one, is it one more? Yeah, it's like two more.
Maybe like 2 weeks. But before that, I'm going to a place.
Oh, she's about to spill the beans.
I was about to say where I'm spill going. The beans. I'm sure someone's already said it in a vlog, and I'm like being secret for no reason.
No, but actually, I think it's only 1 week of class and then test, which is terrifying, but okay.
Oh, gosh, that just triggered me.
Triggered.
I am triggered, but yeah, I'm just like,
we end school early compared to others, though. Some, like, a lot of my friends have finals till mid-December, and we're out, like, first 2 weeks of December. I don't know.
I just got so stressed. Episode's going to stress me out, but
no,
it's okay.
No, this is actually going to de-stress you, so I hope everybody gets some info from this.
Brooke's good vibes, good vibes, good vibes.
Yeah, we're manifesting the positive energy. We're not speaking anything negative, and we're just going to...
We love finals.
Finals love us.
Yeah, I love for the finals to love me. I'm just not a good tester. That's my problem. But anyways.
But we're going to provide our best tips and tricks to you guys to actually achieve your goals, and don't give up, because the end of the semester is in sight, and you got this.
Yes, and so this is kind of like at myself, and, you know, it'll be good. It'll be a good time. But we wanted to implement some new little...
Segments
into the pod. So we're going to test it out, see what you guys think. So let us know on our Instagram or anywhere else on the Facebook page if you like these. So our first segment is going to be, after highlights and lowlights, we're going to talk about our current favorite product.
I love this. Book, show, movie, performance.
Gosh, I did like a product.
No, I know. I did
but
too.
But like whatever.
But in the future, maybe. In the future, it could be like, I like this song.
Performance.
Actually, you know.
This performance at the VMAs.
Yeah, like.
No, I like that. I'm here for it.
All sorts of things. So you go first, Danielle. We both picked out two of our favorite items as of late.
Favorite items. So my favorite item as of late is the Foreo Luna Mini Face Washer. I don't really know if that last part's correct, but it's the Foreo Luna Mini. My aunt got it for me for my birthday, and I'd seen a lot about it. Basically, it's like this, honestly, it's like a vibrating little, like...
It looks...
it looks PG-13.
Yeah.
You know, not or R.
R.
R. Definitely R. Definitely yeah. R. Definitely, definitely
R.
X.
X. X.
It looks a little weird.
Okay.
But yeah, I love agree. It. And basically, it's made out of silicone. So, literally, like, I was watching this video about it, and, like, they can't get bacteria. Silicone does not take bacteria. So, like, you're good. You never have to switch out the head. That.
Yeah. Wait, so if, like, my iPhone case is silicone, am I good?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Oh my gosh, we're in the clear view, guys.
Yeah, but you silicone put your everything. Phone, you put your screen to your ear.
Yeah,
but
I guess glass definitely takes
yeah, bacteria. But that's okay.
I mean,
but
we're halfway there.
I didn't know that about silicone, but I love it because in the morning I'll put my face wash on and then I'll rub that all over my face and then like it turns on and it vibrates and it kind of depuffs your face. It's really good. It's all about, you know, that, what's that called? Oh my God, Skinny Confidential talks about it all the time. Lymphatic drainage.
Oh,
you know?
Lymphatic drainage. Facial just, drainage.
Yeah, facial drainage.
Facial manipulation.
That's what I was looking for. Yes. So I've been really liking it. I literally just started using it, so I'm not going to say like it made a difference, but I just have been enjoying using it.
That's a good one. I used to use a Clarisonic, which I know is totally different, and that definitely does take bacteria because the brush heads are like get dirty, and I would always forget to replace them, which I know is disgusting. But like, I felt like it did give my face a really deep clean, though.
No, it just feels good.
You fall out of it now with it, though, you know.
And I'll have it linked in the podcast description for you guys to check out.
Love. Okay, mine is a little different. Mine's a clothing item, and they're a little pricey, but it's actually Spanx leggings, and I've seen a lot about these recently. Big fan of my Lulu leggings or other sorts of workout leggings, and I was like, you know what? Let's try these out. And honestly, I totally forgot that this happened. So my sophomore year, 2 years ago, I did a video with Spanx, random enough. I did it with the Target line. Did I do a video? Maybe it was just an Instagram. I don't remember. It was something with, or maybe they just sent me product. I don't even remember, but I
that's
just,
really cool. I don't remember that, but that's really cool.
It was a terrible video. I definitely should have made it better. So at my old self, you're an idiot because it's literally Spanx. But at the time I was like, I don't even know what Spanx is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I was like
barely
using it. And now I'm like, wow, I'm obsessed with this brand and that they're so like girl bossy and cool. So they sent me two pairs of their Spanx leggings, and I forget, I gave one to my mom, and then the other pattern I kept, and it's like a leopard cheetah print.
Ooh,
I know, but now it's coming. Okay, so this is the problem. The past 2 years, I would look at it in the top of my closet and be like, who would wear this? Like, Brooke, are you kidding? And they just sat in my closet. I was planning to honestly give them away to a friend, and then, boom, now they're trendy.
Boom, so leopard's back,
put
baby.
Them on. Let me tell you, I thought that Lululemon leggings suck you in. These legit hug all of the right places. I felt like a skinny queen.
Are they high-waisted?
Yes.
Oh, I might need to purchase.
But they're actually, like, cute, too, like, fashionable. Like, I was thinking, I don't have the proper sweater to wear with them, but, like, throw on, like, a cute gray sweater or something with them and some boots, and you are, like, you can, like, go.
You can take on the day.
Take on the night if you're feeling it, you know?
I want the ones that are, like, moto, like, the...
Yeah, those...
Or the leather ones.
They sell them on Revolve, and I saw them, and that's kind of what inspired me to, like, I just need to put these on and give them a shot. And let me tell you, I know that they are a little expensive, but I feel like they're, like, a good day-to-night. Like, if you're in your mid-20s, that's, like, a great... Not even mid-20s. I hate to say that. But, like...
I'm in my 20s now.
But, like, college age to, like, adult. I feel like that's perfect to wear, like, wear to work and then wear to, like, happy hour. Or, like, wear, like, if you have a meeting after... Like, I don't know.
No,
it's, like,
yeah,
a good transition.
Good day-to-night.
And let me tell... Like, just try them on. It's worth the try on. And I'm a medium for reference. I don't know if that helps anybody.
That helps me. Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do our next new segment.
This was Brooke's idea.
Yeah, because we listen to some podcasts, and the thing that we struggle with most about this one is that, yeah, like, we love doing it, and it's so fun, and we get to, like, chat and talk about our lives and stuff, but we don't, I feel like, with the exception of the tips that we provide, there's no hard substance that this podcast
yeah
really
like we
provides.
Want you guys to learn something or get something out of this, and like maybe you do just
I'm sure some people
having
do.
Some banter, but
no, I'm sure, and
I think people like our podcast for that, which is good.
There's that quote, like, if your content doesn't educate, inspire, or entertain, so like maybe you get
any confidential
no, but it's actually Gary Vee's quote, I think.
Well, but yeah, but she said
but
it.
Yes,
but yes, Gary Vee.
No, him. I've been on a Skinny Confidential kick. We know that.
Love that.
We love that. So we want to start implementing a little news article and segment. News article segment? News segment. We'll just
news
call
segment.
It. We'll just call it. We're basically news broadcasters. We're living the dream.
Living our old or younger
dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to talk about something that's been like relevant in the news recently and share a little bit about it so that you guys can have a fun little takeaway. So this week, we wanted to help out those affected by these crazy California fires. So I found this article from New York Times. It says, 3 wildfires in California have displaced hundreds of thousands of people, destroyed thousands of homes. So far, 31 people have died as of Sunday morning. 111,000 acres have been burned. It has been the most destructive in the state's history. And these are areas, not to, like, make it, like, personally, oh my gosh, so sad. But, like, these are, like, areas that obviously we have visited. We love these beautiful, beautiful places of the country. So.
It's kind of crazy. And it's just, like, I don't know. Like, when stuff like this happens, like, a lot of it's, like, I don't know, to, like, not celebrities. But, like, the Kardashians had to, like, evacuate. Not to, like, make it about them or anything. But, like, it shows that, like, when it comes to wildfires, like, anyone, like,
there's nothing you can do to stop it.
It's well, natural I mean, it's disaster. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like you can have security. Like, it's a fire. And exactly. They have to evacuate, and that's terrifying. And I know.
The Bachelor Mansion burned down.
It did?
Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, dissipated, like, to the ground, but I saw that.
But it did get. That's just, it's just crazy to me. Like, and it's so weird. Like, I've never experienced wildfires in Florida, but, like, we have hurricanes. Like, I don't know.
It survived. It survived. The house next door burned to the ground. How lucky is that?
That is kind of odd.
What is ABC doing?
Conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's absolutely terrible, devastating, and I wish that there was more we could do to help, but there is something we could do. So there is a donation link. Honestly, we haven't really done our, like, full research on, like, which charity is the best, but I'll leave the link to the New York Times article, and you could choose whichever organization you feel most comfortable donating to. I definitely plan to give, even if it's just, like, $5, $10, $2, whatever you have to give. I think that that would be really, really helpful.
Especially since we have so many friends that live right there. Like, Morgan posted on her story, she was, like, taking off to go to San Francisco, and you could see the fires from the plane. It's just...
No, it's terrifying. It's definitely... I hate to say, like, thoughts and prayers, but, like, actually...
I know, I always hate saying that, but sometimes it's, like, what else... Like, we seriously are thinking of... If any of you live on the West Coast, like, stay safe, stay dry, you know, like...
No, you or not dry. Say,
no, stay hydrated. Gosh, guys, fire safety, like...
I know, this actually, we were, like, making... It's, like, a really sick joke, but we were, like, talking about, like, fire safety before this.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about fire safety in past episodes, but I thought this was, like... We thought that this was, like, a relevant story to bring in.
Yeah.
To kind of, spread our influence, because even, I don't know, I like when influencers actually use their quote-unquote influence for important issues.
Yeah, it only takes a second to go donate. Like, we're both going to donate, because, you know, it goes towards them repairing houses and restaurants or whatever it may be. So
homes, yeah. Homes,
so many different things. So, yeah, that's just our little
news article. So now we'll just spin it to a more positive light, because obviously that got... quite
yeah, we can
dark.
Get on. We can get into the topic. Ow, foot cramp. Oh my god. So, Brooke, how do you push through the last bit of the semester? We're both feeling tired. We want to go home. We just want to snuggle with our dog and make Christmas cookies.
So this is going to be very counteractive to, like, podcasts that we're doing in the future, where we're talking about all about the Christmas spirit and stuff. But I find it really hard for me to get into the Christmassy vibe entirely when I still have to, like, focus on school. So I try to, like, separate the two in my mind and be like, my motivation is that if I work hard now, I will have the best break ever, and I will be so relaxed and, like, be so thankful that I, like, worked so hard, you know what I mean? And it's hard to switch to that mindset where you're like, later on I will thank myself, because in the moment you're like, damn, I have no motivation.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I literally wrote that down. I was like, you just have to think about yourself in the future. Like, you want to be able to enjoy your break and not be, like, hit with, like, a fail on an exam.
Or just not as well as you had hoped or something. Yeah. That's the worst feeling ever. So I do have some tips. I mean, there's kind of somewhat, like, study tips, more like finals tips. So
I guess, like, your first tip a lot. It helped me recently.
Yes. So this I share with every single person I know. There's this website called, obviously not sponsored, I don't know why I have to say that, but I say the name of it and people are probably like, why do you share the specific name? But it's just called, you type it into Google, the Ben Eagleston, Eggleston grade calculator. And this is really helpful because it's going to give you a gauge on where you're at in the class. So it has two columns. It has the grade and then the percentage. So if it's 30% of your grade, you put in 30. Say you have an 85, put in 85. It's that simple. Just make sure your numbers on the right-hand column add up to 100 so that you have, like, everything tallied up. Because I did that. I forgot, like, a 5% grade, and I was like, oh my gosh, how is this possible? But then I, like, had a, you know, number missing. So make sure that you get your grades right. And you could do this by estimating what you could get on your finals. What I like to do, like, a high, low, medium scenario. You know, like, if I do, like, better than expected on my finals, what am I going to get? If I get medium, low, etc.
Definitely. So she told me to use that. And I, like, got confused with it. So, it is great. But I think I did something wrong. I think that's what I must have done. You I must have not like the 5%. Yeah. So, I used, just so you guys have another option, too, I used the app called A+, I think. And it's also really good when you can, like, make little sections for all your classes. And, like, as grades come in, you can, like, add more. And, like, you can say what you want your grade to be. And super it made helpful. Me realize, like, how much other things other than tests count for your grade. And, like, my grade's better than I thought for a lot of my classes. Because, exactly. like... of, like, quizzes or homework. Like, it really just, it's good to look. You have to obviously go on the syllabus and see what counts.
Yeah, so open up your syllabus and then open up the grade calculator, whatever calculator of your choice. I'm more of a computer person. I feel like you're more of, like, an on-the-phone. Like, I just prefer to do everything from my computer. I'm very, like, weird about that.
Oh, no, I like to do everything on my yeah. computer, too. This just app was just easier
for me.
Yeah,
that's cool. No, that sounds cool. So, definitely, that's my favorite thing to do because it either scares you to get to where you want to be or it comforts you
hits, yeah.
or but the best feeling is when it comforts you and you're like I could quite literally get like a 75 on this final, which is a very realistic grade. Maybe like I'm just saying like fake numbers
no
because
yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
academic goals are different, which
amen
I cannot stress that enough because people like to get upset. They'll be like, you say you're getting a C is a good grade to me. This is quite literally different person to yeah. person. Some people are uncomfortable getting anything but A's. So, you know, to each their own.
To each their own.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So just give it a go, see where you're at, and let that like set your fire behind you, I feel like. Or the best feeling is when you see like you're so close to like the next letter grade or something, and you're like, damn, if I just kill it, I can get that next letter grade. Like, let that be your light.
Brooke is like spitting words right now. I love it.
Motivation.
No, I say that's like the number one tip. Like, I out of everything I'm looking at, I think that's like the biggest one. Like, see where you're at and let that inspire you or comfort you. Like, but obviously don't get lazy about it.
No. But it is comforting though when you have like 3 finals in 1 week and then one of them you don't have to study as hard for, because then you're like, okay, like I could take it easier on this one, still study of course, but like less stress, and then put the emphasis on the other two or something. That's what I like to do it.
I completely agree. My like biggest tip, I don't know why it's just always been so good for me, is to have a happy study environment or just like a good study environment. And I think we've touched on this before, but like kind of test out what feels best to you in specific. So like I know for me, like finals in the fall is always so hard for me because I'm just, like, thinking about going home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I'll, like, maybe I'll, like, study in my cozy apartment with, like, all the fun Christmas decorations. And it gets me excited and gives me a little bit of motivation because I know soon I'll be able to fully enjoy it. Or if you're a library gal or, you know, whatever makes you the happiest, like, have a good environment, a clean desk. Like, I need to clean off my desk because it affects your mood and how you study.
It does. I definitely agree. I'm more of a – I feel like you're – good about like the vibes in your apartment. I definitely cannot study my house. I learned that the hard way.
Well, you live with what, 5 other people?
Yeah, no, but even we have a really big kitchen table, which I find that as people get older, I'm sure you guys can relate to this, like it's so easy to like want to spread out on your own kitchen table and like do your work there because, you know, it's spacious and you're in your house. I just can't get in the right mental mindset when I do that, and it's crazy how much I've learned in my past like 3 or 4 years in college how much like my mental mindset relates to that.
Oh, 100%. It's crazy, right?
Like, yeah, so I actually am more, I agree with that tip if it works for you, but I just need to leave and I actually like allocate one place to be like my finals like study location. So it's been different throughout like all of my years in college. Like there was like a phase where I like only studied in like the business building and then I only studied in like Starbucks downtown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like consistent. So you're like, okay, when I'm here, I'm studying this.
Because then you go every day when you're like back at it. We're going to talk about like times of day to study in a minute, but then I'll be like, when I'm back at it, I go to that place and I know it's like your brain,
it's
like
grill time.
It's you like almost trick your brain into thinking like it's like going into work each day, like going into an office. It's like that's why so many YouTubers I feel like get offices, because it like unique. Working in your house is kind of hard.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. And like I don't know why I said that, but like I guess I just meant like I don't know.
No, I don't mean I just
no because that. I'm thinking about myself and I'm like I leave more too.
But, you know, but it teach their own, though.
Yeah, so, to each their own. So we're just giving you some options. I like what Brooke said. Like, I kind of need to do that, like, stay consistent. Like, recently I've been into 1,000 Faces Coffee. I also like the upstairs Starbucks.
I'm a totally different vibes for different days, but at the same time, like, final season, sometimes it's good to, like, or even just, like, the level of consistency of, like, you know, you always sit in, like, the second floor, like I don't know, just having like that consistency that you don't have to think about it. It's just it sucks when it's full. It's like then where
that's
do you go?
The thing. Yeah, like, certain places like it's not always full, And, oh, it's also, like, what they say, like, if you chew the same gum when you
exactly.
It's study just the, and then you take the test or whatever, it's that same idea.
Like, are you, like, when you study and you sip a coffee, then, like, drink a coffee before you take the test. Like, I don't, just, yeah, like, things like that.
Yeah.
But also, okay, I didn't write this down, but I'm just thinking of it now. Well, we kind of talk about burnout, I guess, in a little bit, but stay healthy. That is a huge, huge tip because, I don't know, have you ever been sick during finals?
Yes. And the worst is when you're taking the test and your nose is running and you have to keep looking down. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Or when you're, like, just, like, physically ill and you're like, I can't be. Like,
you your know when... Your eyes are tired
when
and
you're
itchy.
So ill that you can't focus on other tasks, let alone a test or something, like, really difficult. So it's critical that in these weeks leading up, you don't burn yourself out on, like, just going out too much or, you know, the cold weather. Like,
it's not worth it.
It's grind season. That's what it is. That's this week's quote. It's grind season.
This is your wake-up call saying you can go out once this week. That is it.
Yeah. Give yourself lax, but do take care of yourself. Not everybody that's working out, but, like, taking a vitamin C pill.
Drink water.
Drinking
lots
so much
it.
Water. Put lemon in your water. Drink immune-boosting things and... I don't...
Sleep. Go to sleep at a normal time. Like, sleep in when you can. Like, just, you know, it's okay to say no. It all goes back to that. Yeah.
You know what I've been itching to do recently? Go to a sauna. Do we know where we can find a
yes.
sauna around here?
One of the apartments downtown has one. And my friend that lives there was like, you can come.
Can I come?
Yeah. Ashley.
Okay.
So we could go, so...
Okay, because I'm, like, definitely going, because all I want to do is just sweat out every toxin in my body and start anew.
There's this Peyton Sartain or
whatever.
She always goes to the sauna or the steam room, and I'm like, oh, it's so good for you.
Steam room is great, but you just can't see. You just
don't mind. No, I know. You're like, you can't breathe either. Saunas are so good just to sit there, especially if you have someone to sit there with and talk to, because I get really bored really easily.
Yeah.
But they're so good.
You know what?
Let's do it.
I think on my cruise, there might be a sauna. Dude, cruises have saunas, or is that, like, a fire hat? Fire safety. It just doesn't sound safe that there could be a floating heat box over the ocean, like, you know?
This brings me back to last week's episode
yeah.
when you're like, when you're in a flying tube through the sky, like,
it's gonna shake. Just like, I'm expecting a little bit of, I should buy, like, the C-band things.
Oh, do you get seasick on cruises?
No.
They're so big.
Oh, well, the boat rocks, like,
a
yeah.
A little bit, but I doubt you guys are gonna be, like, in the...
going through a storm. Okay, I'm sorry, that was such a tangent. But actually, take care of yourself. Like,
oh,
please,
yes, take care of yourself.
Put yourself first, actually. And you don't have to even do all of the... listen to our self-care episode, because we have great tips in that one. But even if it just means, like, calling it quits on the studying an hour early, I'm a big fan of calling it quits. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm calling it quits because I'm going to wake up tomorrow.
No,
and
it's so true.
Get, I would rather, like, do it that way.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, Brooke's going to agree with me on this, but... breakfast is very important. It's one of the most important meals of the day. I saw it was actually in a movie the other day. They're talking about, like, some reason, I don't know, it's just really good for you, and especially if you can eat some, like, brain fruit food, like if you make, like, yogurt with granola or, like, some oatmeal, and like, it's just good, start your day good so, like, the rest of your day goes well.
I want to agree so hard. It's just I just don't wake up hungry. It's so hard.
I just can't relate, but, like, there's so many people that are like you.
Yeah, I have to force myself. No, I love...
People are going to say I'm more like Brooke because...
Because I don't like... No, people are going to... Everyone's going to say I'm more like Danielle because I... It's so bizarre that I don't like breakfast, and I honestly kind of want to try to, like, force myself to eat, but then forcing yourself to eat when you're not hungry is just not fun. But I also would, like... please bear in mind... People are probably listening to this, like, okay, bitch, like, please... Like, you don't get hungry in the morning. Like, I do, like, an hour
but
to 2 hours after I wake up.
See, like,
work
when,
up,
when Brooke and I travel, it's hilarious. Because
yeah.
I'm like, I wake up, my stomach's
the one time, can I, story time, yes. The time that Danielle literally died because she didn't eat food and I forced her to keep going. You guys.
Where were we? We were in New York City.
Oh, yeah. And we woke up.
This is just to prove how hungry I wake up.
Yeah, so we woke up. We had dry bar appointments probably at, like, 11, right?
Yeah.
Like, a reasonable hour, but we did wake up at, like, probably in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, maybe. Nine o'clock, probably.
We wouldn't do that to ourselves.
Yeah, no, but we weren't getting fully ready. We were just doing, like, a light makeup just so that we didn't look terrible, but, like, going there. And I remember you woke up and, like, you were barely putting on your makeup. You're like, no, like, I need, Brooke, like, I'm really hungry. And I forget, was I just being, like, rude? Was I just, like...
No, but we didn't have time to go anywhere before we went to the Dry Bar. But I was like, oh, like, I'll just get a coffee at Dry Bar. Like, that'll, like, I can have coffee.
Yeah. And then we're sitting in Dry Bar and, like, what happened? You just got, like, severely unwell, right? And that's when you were like, I'm, like, sick. Like, you, like, felt sick to your stomach. And then, yeah. Oh, yes, we met up with Michelle Reed this day. Michelle listened to the podcast. Does Michelle even know this story?
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what happened, Michelle. You're going to be like, what? Okay, so we're at the Dry Bar. And so, oh, this is the thing. I get to the Dry Bar. They're out of coffee.
That's what it was.
They're out of coffee. So I'm like, oh, my. And I'm like, do you guys have any of those shortbread cookies? Like,
they're, like, terrible. Just an FYI. Like, don't even eat the food at Dry Bar.
They didn't have them. They were just, everything was out.
They always sit them out on the counter. I'm like, they're probably sitting here for, like, days. The hair product spray. Ew. The scent of Dry Bar is not an appetizing scent. Like, it's not like you want to, like, eat. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So then we didn't have any food. I forget. Maybe I honestly... I'm trying to think, like, what? So we just drank water. Literally, we just drank water, and then we went to...
Well, we're drinking... I don't even... Yeah, I guess
no, we must have just been drinking water, but that's not enough.
When you're in a hair salon, like, the heat, and I'm, like, in the sweater, and
you're,
I'm
dizzy, yeah.
I'm texting Brooke in the Dry Bar, like, dude, I'm not well. And she's like, wait, are you good? Like...
And it's hard to tell, like... I don't know. Sometimes we use, like, dramatic words with each other. Like
I'm unwell.
I'm not well. But like,
I really wasn't well.
And then we Ubered to the place. And then they said it was going to be, like, not a wait, but we were waiting for Michelle or something.
So we were, like, being polite and, like, not ordering. But then we ordered French press coffee. I think before she got there.
And you couldn't drink it, or you did? Oh, no, you drank some.
I drank some, but I was struggling. Like, you know when you get so hungry that you just can't eat anymore? Yeah. Like, then it was to that point. And no, this place was just like on a normal day I could have eaten it, but it was like more funkier food.
Oh, it was definitely bizarre. Like, Danielle's a very simple eater, and I remember you had to be like, well, know this.
I got the eggs.
You literally were like, you just wanted eggs and toast, but it was like, that wasn't an option. Like, yeah. But it was cool. I love the place.
No, what it was called? So cute. It was like the Birch or the... It was, we took really cute photos out.
Yeah, we did.
Out.
Scroll back on our Instas.
Yeah, but Michelle picked it, and it was great. And, like, no, like, not hating or anything. Like,
I loved it.
Yeah, I would have loved it if I was well. So then Michelle gets there, and I was, like, so excited to see her because we love her. And I'm, like, trying to
and
be...
we never see her.
We never see her. And so the food comes. I take a bite of my scrambled eggs. And you know that feeling you get when you're about to throw up? Like
it goes in your mouth?
Yeah, like a little saliva, just extra saliva. Oh my God. Sorry, this is TMI. No. So I run to the bathroom, throw up. Like, it just happened. And I came back and I felt a little better. But yeah, that's the story. There's not really much
And that's
to
basically
it.
Why Danielle needs to eat breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, that's why, because ever since then I'm very scarred.
No, but it's always been that way for you, I feel like.
Yeah, but I just never pushed it. I always found food. Oh, and then another time I was at sleepaway camp and I woke up too late for breakfast. I was like that queen. I was like, I need breakfast. Like, I'm gonna get sick. Literally an hour in, I had to go to the nurse for, like, a granola bar. Like, I don't know what it is about me.
That's kind of nice, though, because then you just, you know, wake up, get it over with, and then you can kind of, like, move on with your day. It's nice when you, like, are in your space, but I feel like when you're in a hotel or something traveling, that's kind of annoying, because then you have to, like, for room service. Like,
yeah, I always, like, figure it out. I'm like, where's the Starbucks so I can get a bacon Gouda? But yeah, Michelle, I feel like I never came back. Like, I don't think I came back and was like, guys, I just threw up. Like,
I feel like that was, like, something you privately mentioned to me, like, hours later. Yeah. Like, it was like...
I don't know why, because, like, Michelle's a chill gal.
No, I just think it would have, like, triggered our eating. Like,
yeah, I think that's what it was. I was like, I'm not going to tell them if they eat their eggs Benedict or whatever.
It was really good, whatever it was, so...
Yeah, that's tangent.
And that's why you need
eat
to,
breakfast.
And that's why you need to take care of yourself.
Well, because there's nothing worse, because then what if you... Like, what do you do when you go to take an early morning exam and your stomach starts grumbling?
No, you need to... If you... Honestly, it sucks. Like, if you have the... What's the earliest slot? I guess you could have an 8 a.m. exam. You got to wake up in the 6 o'clock hour and get your day going. Like, oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Don't be one of those people that wakes up 7:30 stressed, frazzled. You're going to, as Skinny Confidential says, you're going to raise those cortisol levels. You're going to have too many decisions to make.
It's so not true. Amen.
Amen. Honestly, plan your morning out. Have your exam outfit ready. Even if it doesn't care. Like, I'm not one of those. Some people believe, like, you have to dress nice to take your exams. Like, absolutely not. You show up homeless.
Yeah, and comfy.
Comfy, but at the same time, prep your outfit the night before. This way you're not stressed. And, okay. And now we have even more tips. Let's keep going.
Even more tips. We kind of both have tips about this. Like, wake up early. I'm reading your tip. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
No, I wrote down all my tips first, and Danielle was like, okay, so I have no tips left. Like,
yeah. Well, mine's kind of, basically, she said wake up early and maximize your days, and I said study in the morning and then, like, take a break and then study at night. Like, so you don't burn out. We kind of touched on that earlier. It's just so important.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be an absurd hour, like the 5 a.m. challenge or something, but you just... No, you do have so much more to your... I've been waking up late recently, like 11 o'clock hour, and before I know it, it's 3, and then it's 4, and then your day's gone. Like,
yeah, because it gets dark, and then you feel like... Like, literally, we came to record, it was 6, and it just felt pitch black. So late.
I felt like it was 9 o'clock. Yeah. So definitely try to push yourself to... And I know it's hard. You just have to do what works for you, but push yourself to get in those extra hours in the morning. And I know everyone's brain is different. Like, sometimes for me, I'm, like, up late thinking at night, and, like, my brain is, like, in work mode. But I think that you could wake up and be in work mode in the morning. Like, you just gotta...
It's very possible. If you just make yourself a cup of coffee, play a podcast...
Have something to look forward to.
Seriously.
A nice breakfast. A cup of coffee, yeah. Like, all
like
these things.
Like, reward yourself. If you wake up a little bit earlier, you can have a nicer breakfast. You don't have to rush out of the house grabbing a granola bar.
My favorite thing lately, this is very self-care. I do 2 drinks in the morning. Oh. And I look forward to, like, casually drinking them both because I allow myself, like, at least an hour to get ready. And I don't really do a lot of makeup for class. So it's mostly, like, watching YouTube and, like, drinking my drinks and, like, or listening to a podcast or something. I do 1, which is just a large, like, glass of water, like what I'm drinking right now, with a splash of apple cider vinegar and ice. Yes.
Wow.
That's my water drink. And then I do a straw, my reusable silicone straw in there.
Okay.
Oh, no germs.
No germs?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think about that. I have silicone straws.
Yeah. Well, I just put them in the dishwasher.
But you still have to wash them, obviously.
I don't know. I put them in the dishwasher. I never really clean the inside, now that I think about it. And I know they give you a brush to clean it with, so I probably should clean the inside.
Yeah, I don't use the brush. Just run water through.
Problem is that all my roommates use them. So if one of us goes down, we all go down. But we wash them after each time. It's just we're not like sitting there with the brush. Like.
I know. Yeah. Like those Swell water bottle like brushes. Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
Then
my second drink is just a black iced coffee because I'm insane. But I buy like the big jug of it at the grocery store, so I save money. And those are my 2 morning drinks. And I look forward to waking up because I'm like, I'm going to get caffeinated. And I'm going to get hydrated. Like, it's honestly something to look forward to. Even though I don't do breakfast, that's what I look forward to.
No, I really look forward to making coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, it gets me going
the process.
The process.
The process, baby. The process.
It's all about the process. Even Joey, when I saw him the other weekend, he was like, no, I just love the process. Like, you're right. And I'm like, yeah, I'm right. Like,
yeah.
It's just good.
That's a great... These are... We're spitting really great tips in this episode.
You're spitting really good. I'm just kind of like ditto. Brooke's more of the study queen.
Just because I have more years under my belt.
You have way more experience.
Yeah, and I mean, I just established myself like good habits, I feel like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's really good. But yeah, like we were saying, so you don't burn out, like don't start studying at 3 and then go all night. Like, I've really been into studying in the morning and then going for a workout or hanging out with friends and then coming back to my apartment or going somewhere at like 6 or 7 and then studying some more. Because then it's kind of like previously in your brain and then you kind of get back to it, but you kind of remember everything. So it's so nice. Like, it makes you feel so smart.
Love that.
Love that. We're here for it.
We're here for it.
And Quizlet's always great. Big fan of Quizlet.
Oh,
had to pop.
We didn't even write that down.
I know.
That's a genius.
Yeah.
Make one and send it to your class and you will be...
You'll be the goat.
You'll be the hero.
People in my group are starting to charge for Quizlets. I'm like, are we really charging?
I've never heard of such a thing.
For Quizlet. And,
like, then you like give them the password or something. That's the most childish thing I've ever heard.
I think she just sends the link like by DM.
Oh, that is annoying. Okay.
But that drove me to make my own. And it's really cool when classmates send it to you, but honestly, I learn more if I make it myself.
Quizlet's a very useful tool. I do like when the class like shares out a Google Doc, which I don't know, is that considered cheating? I don't think it is.
Some professors are like, but I don't think so. It's literally
it's
notes.
Just sharing your notes. I love that. Or I don't know, sometimes like I'll have friends that like make a study guide and will like share it with me. I'll be like, this is really good to see it, because this kind of is the next tip, like seeing how other people learn could help you learn. Because for me and like my econ class, for example, sometimes the way that the professor presents it, I'm like, I don't get this, but then my friend will be like,
it's
just like this. And then you on the way that a friend could talk you through something may be more relatable than a professor.
No, it's so true. Like, I'll see my friend's notes, I'm like, I didn't even hear that.
Exactly.
Or, like, you know.
Or equate it to, like, in math classes is probably really helpful because I'm like, oh no, like my AP stat teacher taught me it this way. Like,
yeah, stuff, yeah, it's so easier, helpful. Like, yeah, this calculator trick or whatever it may be. That's exactly. So true.
So that's why I do like to study for groups in classes. Only classes that apply though. Like if it's an English class or something that, you know, you just have to suck it up and like it's an in class essay or like write it or, you know,
you can't really study with people necessarily. No. But you can have someone revise your, you know, things. Or
I always used to this actually, like, freshman year going all the way back, this is kind of how me and my best friend Maddie became friends. We studied for poli sci together because I completely bombed the first test and I was like, I'm gonna need some help with this. And then she sat with her, she literally taught me the information in a different way and like taught me how she was studying. Did so much better the next time. Aww. Yeah, so it does help in some cases. Yeah,
that is really good.
And obviously you gotta get with the right people. But at UGA, it's easy to find smart people because everyone here is really smart.
Everyone here is really academically.
And do you ever meet people where you're like, wow, you must be really stupid. And then you hear like, oh, they have straight A's. And you're like, wow, I hate myself.
It makes me so mad. Yeah. Like, I had that first reality in high school when I was meeting like all these jocks. And they literally did better than any of me and my friends in tests. And I was like, I'm offended.
Exactly. Exactly.
It just like makes me so mad. I'm like, you put the least amount of time.
I have another tip here.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. I'm dropping a study routine at some point. Who knows when it will actually go up, but it is filmed.
It's
ready to go. We just have some minor setbacks, but major comeback.
Yeah, I like it. Brooke's spitting words today.
Yeah. I told you, it's the caffeine. It's the caffeine.
we made some lattes before this.
I had two shots, so I'm a little...
You actually had three, because it's... Oh, wait, you were saying four.
Wait.
Because if you press the button on the right, it's two shots. And then the one on the left is just one.
Oh my gosh, you didn't tell me that.
I didn't think. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Damn. I'm not sleeping tonight. I will be up till 2 a.m.
No, I feel like with caffeine, like, I can wind myself down. I can be like, okay.
I'll probably take the Ollie sleep. Restful sleep.
Love it.
I'm, like, addicted to them. It's probably not good for me.
Well, ever since someone told me that, I was like, I haven't taken it in a while because I was scared.
Oh, I'm totally addicted. Like, it's really bad. I've been leaning down to one, though.
Yeah, if you take two, you're out. Like a light.
Okay, so my tip is to make a study game plan. And you guys are probably like, what is this? I don't remember who the hell I was watching on YouTube when I learned this tip. Incredible. So it's basically like, I love a good to-do list. Everybody does because the satisfaction of checking things off. So a study game plan is basically that. But you, like, are outlining just your studies. So you're going to be like, okay, so, like, number one, I have to, like, get Friday's notes from my friend Kristen. Number two, I'm going to make a Quizlet. Number three, I'm going to review the Quizlet 5 times. Number four, I'm going to, like, get so extremely detailed with this, as detailed as you possibly can, because, I don't know, it just makes it really good when you check it off. Wow. And just having, because you probably do this, I do this, you write in your planner, study.
Yeah.
That is the most vague thing ever. And that almost drives me to not want to study because I'll be like, oh, what? Like,
It's so vague.
I reviewed the Quizlet once I studied. Like, no, you didn't study. Like,
No, that's not studying. No, doesn't count. Nope.
You know,
no, I'm genius, very, right? Brooke, I've never heard that in any study hacks video. Like, good for you.
Thank you.
Like, I've never heard that tip.
Yes. And it's so simple, yet you don't think about it because I mean, at least that's how I refer to studying in my planner. I'll be like, I'm going to study, but then I go ahead and just take out a clean piece of paper, and it can be as simple as one or two things, but as long as you're making it in detailed notes, what you're doing, and you're trying to do it from all the different ends, like, for a class that's more, like, loaded for me, like, I keep referring to my econ class, but that's the one that I actually, like, have multiple outlets of studying, so I'll be like,
yeah,
you know, we have the Google Doc, we have the Quizlet, we have the homeworks, I have my friends in my class with me, like, there's so many different avenues that I have to write it out.
Yeah, that's literally so smart. Like, I'm going to start doing that because it's so funny. I have all these things and it's like, study human geo. Well, that's not just like a little task. It's a lot.
Exactly.
I'm literally going to do that. Brooke, mm-hmm. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. And you could even write it in your planner, like, because you time block, basically. Yeah, so you could write, like, 1 o'clock, like, get the notes. Like, go over the notes with your friend. Like, 2 o'clock, you know?
Like ask for study guide.
Yeah, but quite literally, though.
And then Quizlet, and then Highlight, or whatever it may be. That's so true.
Yeah.
I never thought
of that. Try to get really detailed with that, too. Yeah, good tip. Hot tip.
Well, thank you. Hot tip on the tips. I don't know what I am saying.
We're losing our minds, guys. Our minds. Help us.
Well, I think that's all the tips that we had for you guys, right?
Yeah, I would say that should get you covered all the way through finals. Yeah,
we're going to answer just like two or three questions because we do that every episode. So make sure to follow @GalsOnTheGo podcast on Instagram. We just posted on a story because we always just like to you know, answer a couple questions just to check in. We definitely did a good review of our lives today, I think. We did a good catch-up, but let's see. We've got a couple questions here. What makes you guys laugh?
Honestly, the stupidest stuff. Like, I feel like we both have, like, simple senses of humor in that sense.
Where I think,
like,
we have very similar senses of humor, too.
Yeah.
Memes have been making me giggle lately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, memes, Twitter.
I laugh at the simplest things. So, like, I feel like we're both like this. Like, someone, like, tripping and falling. Or, like, you know, like, simple things where it's, like, I do appreciate, like, a simple sense of humor. Where it's, I don't know, is that funny to you? Like, I laugh at myself, so I appreciate when people can laugh at themselves. Like,
if I say
something stupid, like today at chapter, like, I just forget what I was saying. I was saying something, like, so stupid, I, like, sat down, I was, like, laughing at myself. And I, like,
I don't know what you're talking about, but Brooke sits down in chapter, and she goes on her phone, and this baby starts to sound from her phone.
Literally baby crying noise, and everyone, like, stared and looked at me, and I was like, so sorry, it was a Twitter thing.
It was so funny.
I don't even like babies, so that was just bizarre. Yeah.
Honestly, Brooke makes me laugh.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, you're welcome. I've been following a lot of meme accounts lately. Things that are relatable. Not stupid ones, but ones that are like I've been following Orange Theory memes. Those are really funny. Gals in the Go memes is a... That's who actually asked this question.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's what makes me laugh.
How would you define your sense of humor? Like, it's hard for me to be like...
I like dry humor the most. Like, I even though I'm a pretty positive person, like, when people make fun of things or like are really mad about life, like, my friend Delaney Simich, like, she'll just complain and it makes me laugh so hard.
You're right, because whenever I complain, you laugh.
Like, when Brooke's like, I don't know what to tell you, or like, whatever it may be, like, just complain to me and I'll laugh. But I don't want, like, people to be mad. It's just funny.
No, that's why I'm saying, like, I laugh at simple things. Like, I can find humor in pretty much everything. Like, I don't know. Or if you're sitting through something that's really awkward, or, like, the professor in class is being, like dry, then it's, like, funny to, like, sit there and be, like, laugh. Like, I don't know. I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. So, the last question we'll do is, oh my gosh, where'd it go? What you wish you knew before college? Just one thing. This could be, like, a whole video.
Okay. We're both like, I wish I knew, like, from the start, to put myself out there. Like,
that's literally mine. Really? That's so crazy.
That's so weird. Because it took
me... That just shows it's true.
It took me a while to come out of my shell, and I look back at, like, freshman year me, and I do wish I was more, like, annoying in a sense. Like, yeah, I wish that I, like
asking people to do stuff.
Yeah, and... like, push myself more. And, like, I did so much by myself because I am a very independent person, but I just recall, like, so many times when I would just be, like, studying alone, and I could have easily, like, asked a friend to study with me or, like, joined a study group or something. Like, I
agree.
There's so many moments in my freshman year that I, like, should have put myself out there. No, yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Freshman year is a really defining time in your life, and especially for your college life. I mean, it changes and you can evolve and everything, but I agree in that sense. And I agree because I just went from high school having this friend group that I was, like, used to. I wasn't, you know, they'd text, say, who wants to hang out.
Yeah.
Whereas you have to make a new friend group. Like, they don't just flock to you. Exactly. And I didn't think that necessarily, but I was just like, oh, it'll just be easy.
No, obviously friends don't just, like, appear out of nowhere. You have to put work in it, and then it will take failed friendships to find good friendships. Like, it's,
you just gotta put in the work.
Yeah, like, it takes, I'm sure you can relate, like, there's so many people that I met freshman year that I was like, you're gonna be my best friend, or, like, a really good friend, that now are legitimately not in my life anymore. So it's it's just,
the people I hung out with first weeks of school, I don't talk to really.
Exactly.
Other than my hallmates.
But it's, like, funny how that all kind
of... No, yeah. It, like, sucks because I would be like, oh, like, I don't need to... Like, people would say, like, who wants to go to the dining hall right now? And I'm like, I don't need to do that. But, like, I wish I did.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, I hate the dining hall. But I should have just, like, gone with them just to sit with them.
Yeah, like, just do it. Just put yourself out there. Like, I think that's...
I think I just didn't do it because a slight part of me was like, oh, but I'm going to have a whole conversation with them for, like, an hour. Like...
Or I have stuff to do.
You suck it up. You go. Yeah.
You go. Get a glass of water. Chug it. Like, I don't know. Whenever things get awkward, I just take a sip of a drink, you know?
That's such a good hot tip.
Hot tip. Hot tips only. All right. Well,
I think that's going to be it.
That wraps it up.
Well, let's go ahead. And Danielle's doing, like, the finger, like, wrap it up symbol.
I always do this. I'll look at Brooke and be like, time's up.
Maybe sometime in the future we can do, like, I know we already did a video version of the podcast, but how cool. Because, like, sometimes we just make, like, funny hand gestures and, like, laugh.
We're really funny.
I really, sometimes. But at the same time, I like, I'm in a t-shirt right now. So
Brooke
it's kind of nice.
Chilling right now.
Oh, that's too. Another thing that they always write. They're like, I'm more of a Brooke. I'm very casual. It's like, Yeah.
I know.
Or like, I'm more of a Danielle. I love, like,
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Like being, or the funniest thing is when they say they love New York, I'm like,
you're from New York.
That's tea. Deny.
That's no. tea. Deny.
Or their favorite workout is spinning. Oh, shoot. I just gave away a tip. It's okay. If you listen to this much of the podcast, then you join the Facebook group.
Yeah, go join the Facebook group. It's a time. I'm often liking your comments and responding to you guys. I think people are like, wait, what? I just stalk it.
Do you ever, like, this just, like, popped up on it. Like, should I just go ahead and, like, comment on it? Oh, this girl asked lash lift versus lash extensions. Danielle, I'm going to tag you in it.
Tag me, and then I'll see it. Because sometimes it's hard to get through it all. Bow show.
So be sure to rate the podcast. I cannot express to you guys, if you like listening every single week, what subscribing and rating do to us. It is, they do it for us. That was so annoying.
I cannot express to you how important this is.
Okay. If you are listening, no.
Press subscribe right now. We'll wait. 3, 2... I'm kidding.
But actually, though, like, you might as well, if you get a notification every week, and rating us does help us bump up in the charts. And we've been slipping, you guys. So yeah, please get us back.
Not that it necessarily matters.
You know what I feel like? When it...
Oh, God. Oh, I love this laugh. This is so cute.
When I check, I feel like it's like, what's that movie where, like, the girl... Oh, do you ever see the movie Sydney White?
Yeah.
Where she, like, checks, like, the hot or not list.
I actually just recently watched that movie for the first time.
It's such a classic movie, so she basically, like, checks, like, the hot or not list, and, like, our pod has been slipping on the hot or not list, you guys.
Yeah, we were not number one, but...
No, but, like, we came out, like, with vengeance, and, like, now...
What the heck is happening?
I don't know.
We should wrap up.
We are gonna wrap it up. So, thank you all for the love, support, join the Facebook group.
Go dogs!
Follow us on Insta. More exciting announcements soon.
Yeah.
And,
Keeping gals on the go.
Happy break for those of you who are headed off on a break. For Thanksgiving. So have a happy and safe break.
Okay. Also, guys, Brooke is not going to be on her phone next week.
So don't text.
She's literally going on a cruise and she's like, Danielle, I won't be responding. And I'm like, okay. We will be posting an episode next week.
Yeah, so if you have questions or concerns, just hit up Danielle Carolyn.
Yeah, but the episode, I should say, will be with Brooke and I. We're recording another episode quite literally after this.
So, no shortage of content.
No shortage of content. There will be another Gals on the Go episode next week. All right, we love you guys. Go dogs. Sick 'em woof.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.